light to my dry bones. Your breath tells death they can ride on. Awake me, make me a living stone, a testament to your throne. I am nothing without you, I'm on my own, the only one who satisfies my soul.
WJTL, that's Lecrae and Chris Tomlin teaming up for Awake My Soul, 7 Day Slumber, Eternity, and Andrew Rip Jericho. Good morning and happy Thursday at 7:05.
Hey, good morning, friends. Join Nick as she counts down WJTL's top 25 every Friday morning from 9 to 11, and then again Saturday evenings from 7 to 9 here on WJTL. The top 25 countdown is sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown.
Today, our very special guest from Promise Players board member, our friend Lanny Millett. Good morning, Lanny.
Good morning, Fred.
Good morning.
So great to have you on the phone. Anybody you want to say hello to this morning?
Oh, I always love to say hello to my lovely wife, to my wonderful grandchildren, Everly and Owen, but especially to all those out there who have participated in the Promise Players. We just appreciate you all so much, and we miss doing stuff with you.
And every time I hear your voice, I'm reminded of what a great radio voice you have, Lanny.
Yeah, well, I have a face to match, you know, great radio face.
Tell us about Promise Players.
Well, Promise Players is a Christian community theater company. We like to do shows that have impact and meaning from a Christian perspective. They aren't necessarily all just scriptural, but they do portray scriptural principles, the real life. We just love to bring that to life for people. And usually they're of a comedic nature, but not always. Sometimes we do serious dramatic, but we just love to bring the scriptures alive through scripture. And I just love to act, love to be able to be something that I'm not for a little while. It's a great experience.
Well, and I don't think especially high schoolers realize that once you're out of high school, there's not a lot of opportunities to be on a stage and do something that you love, like Promise Players gives you that opportunity.
That's true.
So,
yeah, I actually wish I would have done this in high school. So if you're out there and just even have an urge to do it, go do it.
Yeah, try it, yeah.
How many years has Promise Players been doing what you're doing?
Well, we were celebrating 25 years when the pandemic hit. So we've had 25 years of shows, and now we've taken a year off here because of the pandemic.
Yeah, how has COVID impacted you guys, and what are the future plans?
Wow. Well, we had a show ready to go, Smoke on the Mountain, last March, and we were a week before opening night when we had to just cancel everything because of the pandemic. So we have a cast out there that is just ready to do this show, and we had in fact rescheduled it for this March, and I would have been promoting it today, and I was looking forward to doing that, but now we have pushed it back another year to March of 2022 because of the pandemic. So all of our shows have been canceled. We did try a little something in the fall using Facebook, but that just wasn't, you know, we want to be on stage and interacting with each other. Mm-hmm. So it didn't go real far.
It's just not the same,
is it?
It's
so hard, yeah.
Yeah. Lanny, if our folks want to stay up to date with what Promise Players is doing and wants to help support what you're doing, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, if they're on Facebook, we have a Facebook page. That's probably the more active source of information, but we do have a website through the Lampeter Church of the Brethren. So it's lampcob.com/Promise Players with a dash between the promise and the players.
Yeah, so check them out on Facebook. Just type in Promise Players or go to lampcob.com/promise-players. You can get all the details there of upcoming shows, how you could support them and their ministry in the meantime. We're going to talk with Lanny coming up in just a bit, so we invite you to stick around. Also, music from Phillips, Craig and Dean, Gateway, and much more coming up.